push it to another level. And so we looked at the book of Hebrews, letting it be our guide. So let's look at it. And I didn't even plan it this way, but it's amazing. This really got me. I was loving this week in my office. Came up with the first message, Jesus, our example. If you want to go to another level, he's the bottom line. Okay?
I want to be better.
Well, you better get Jesus, I'm telling you right now. Boom, build it all on Jesus. This whole message series that we're doing, it all comes back to who? Jesus. He's our example. Okay, if we're going to take it to another level, follow him. Look at him. You look at me, you might hit a bus or something. Look at him. Amen? Look at Jesus. I want you to see what I saw this week as I put message one and I laid message two that we did last week over the top of it. Look, first of all, Jesus, our example. Say that with me. He was what? Made low for me. Then last week's message was, take it to another level by God's word. That's your instruction. So he was made low. He's my example. And God's word, I do what? I read it. You know what? If he could come down here from heaven, give his life for me, he had to learn to obey man for me. He was tempted for me. And then he put it in a book called the Bible. And we're sorry as the day is long if we don't read it. Are you listening? Say, if he was made low, you can take 15 minutes. Hello? It's interesting how these two messages sort of laid right over top of one another. Look at the second thing out of the first message. He was tempted for me. Satan actually came to him. Remember? And tempted him. Do you remember what Jesus fought back with? Somebody tell me the what? The word. So look at it. Second message last week. I do what with the word? Somebody tell me. I believe it. Listen, if he was tempted by the devil himself, the least I can do is when I read God's word, believe what I'm reading. Because you'll never defeat Satan unless you believe that book. You'll always waffle. You'll always have problems in your life as it comes to the things of God. Third thing, he had to learn obedience for me. Through his suffering. That's what Jesus, I mean, it's crazy. God, Jesus is God. He came down here and he actually had to learn. God didn't know how to obey. God doesn't have to obey anybody because he's God. But he humbled himself, became obedient unto death, fashioned himself as a man, and he actually learned to obey for you and me. Isn't that crazy? Say, that is crazy. I'd never seen that before. Hebrews 5, verse 6, I believe, or verse 8. And then that last week, you know, he learned obedience for me. Don't you think that when I read his word that I can obey it? Say, if he learned obedience when he gave his life for me, surely when I read God's word, I can then what? Keep it. Obey it. The fourth thing, he shed his own blood for me. The word of God, as you read it, believe it, keep it, guess what you'll do with it? You'll start to what? Love it. As you read it, as you learn about Jesus, as you see he gave his life for you, as your life starts to change, you'll start read that book, and instead of arguing with it, instead of dissing it, you're going to start loving it, man. And that's the difference between a lot of Christians. That's why some read it and some don't. They love it and they can't not read it. You listening? The last thing we saw in that first message was he won the victory for me. Hallelujah. This is Jesus. He's my example. And you know what? Because he won the victory for me last week, we saw in that message on the word, in case you're all confused, you'll be all right. One thing about the Bible, the last thing I said about God's word last week, if you want to go to a higher level, accept it. And last time I checked, when somebody has won the victory, when he's the champion and he's the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, you can't give him the benefit of the doubt on how this world was created. I believe I'd give him the benefit of the doubt. Amen? And I believe things I don't understand. If you ain't got Jonah and the whale thing settled yet, that's your problem. I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt. Are you listening? Noah and the flood, all that kind of stuff, I'm giving him the benefit. You know why? Because God's word, if I'm going to take it to another level, there's going to be things I can't understand that I'm going to accept by faith. Amen? Y'all cool with that? So I thought it was pretty neat. Wrote the one message without even thinking about the second message yet, but they sort of laid right on top of each other. I like that. Let's look at message three today. Here we go. So Jesus is our example. If you'll take it to another level, it's going to be on him. If You want to take it to another level in your Christian life, you'll never do it. Now, you're going to fool us, and you're going to fake us, and you're going to do the head fake thing, and we're going to think you're spiritual. But the bottom line is, you're not taking it to another level if you're not in God's Word. I'm telling you, whether you believe it or not, you're not. Okay? Tell people I told you. Okay? You got to be in the Word. Y'all all right so far? Amen. The third thing, prayer. Prayer. Okay? And I want to help you today from the book of Hebrews. Prayer, I've called this message prayer. Say it with me, our what? The Word's our instruction. Jesus, our example. Prayer's our what? Opportunity, man. I don't know what it is with prayer. I never had men pray with me on Sunday morning for years and years and years and years in the ministry. And then we started for day one out here at Fellowship. Day one, we're scared to death. So we prayed. That's what you do when you get scared. Pray. Amen? So we prayed, and next week we thought, we're going to do that again. Now we've been doing it for going on 7 years. Amen? Men meeting me out here. That's the kind of church I'd want to go to, by the way. Where there's a church where men meet the preacher before he ever preaches. That's a good church right there. Preacher might not be no good, but that's a good church right there. I'm telling you what right now. God will do something crazy with people that ain't worth a dime if you pray for them. Amen? And so that's what we do. Prayer. And I learned prayer has taken me places now. Do you know that? Prayer has done things for my life. It's crazy. I never believed that. I thought I was too much trouble. I thought I don't want to bother God. How many be honest? Yes, the way you've been. Let me read. Come on, don't lie to me. That's it. You know, I mean, you know, he's got like Fred to deal with. You know, I can handle this. You know, we think that way. That's arrogant. It's full of pride. It's stupid. It's a lie of the devil. You need to pray. I need to pray. If you want to go to a higher level, you must pray. Are y'all hearing me? I know I'm getting on your nerves. You want to go higher? Roger, we're moving. Look at that. There's some hills I did in Colorado right there. That wears me out just seeing that line again. It's called the triple bypass. You want to go higher? You want to take it to another level? Then you need somebody who can take you there. You need somebody who can get you there. Now here's the point. Listen to me. The book of Hebrews. You need, say it with me, a high priest. Come on, help me now. You need a what?
High priest.
Woo! If I'm going higher, I need me a, now I don't need me no low priest. There's a bunch of them out there. I need me a what?
High priest.
Woo! That's what I need. And you're going to learn this today in the scriptures, right from the book of Hebrews. Did you know in the Old Testament, high priest would go into the holy place once a year and would offer sacrifice for the people's sins? He had a fancy robe on. He had bells on it. It's all designed in the Bible. Ringy, 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 ringy. When he goes into that holy hole, ringy, 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 ringy. He also had a rope tied to him. Ringy, 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 ringy. And outside that rope, they're holding on to the rope. Because if the ringy, 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 quit, pull the rope, that sucker's dead. And, you know, it never could atone for the sins of the people. That's why Jesus came. Amen? And I tell you what, there's some serious bells going off when he was here. I'm telling you that right now. When he comes again, the trumpet's going to sound. It's going to be crazy, man. Insanity. He is our high priest. That's who he is. We don't have some guy in some fancy robe anymore with the ringy, 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 and me holding on to a rope hoping that sucker gets through. Amen? I have Jesus. He is my what? High priest. What's that got to do with prayer? I'm glad you asked. I want you to see what you have in Jesus. This is from the book of Hebrews. I just took some time off and laid it out for you this week. He's my high priest. He's the only one who can take me higher. Next somebody comes up to you and tells you, well, you know, I got this religion. I want you to ask him, is he your high priest? Say. I don't need your low priest. Okay? I need a high priest. There's only one high priest in all the Word of God that can do for you what you need done. That's Jesus. He is my high priest. I want you to see what he's done for you. Look at it. And we're talking about prayer. We're getting there. But you've got to know he's your high priest first. First of all, say it with me. He is what? Great. Look at the scripture. 4:14. Seeing then we have a great high priest, he's passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God. Let us hold fast our profession. We're rolling, Raj. He's not only great, he feels what I feel. Hebrews 4:15, we don't have a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like me. Where are you going to find somebody like that to pray to? Say, somebody that's great, somebody that feels what you feel. Wow, prayer is my opportunity. It's crazy. Keep looking. This is the third thing I saw. Say that with me, my high priest, say that with me. He became, where are you going to find somebody to do that for you? Wow, look at it. For such a high priest became us, who's holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, and made what? Higher than the heavens. This is Jesus. He's our high priest. Wow. No wonder we ought to tell people about him. Amen? This is great. Keep looking. He is, say it with me, merciful and faithful. I mean, he ain't a high priest that's going to pop you upside the head. This is a high priest who is merciful to me. He's faithful. Where in all things it behooved him to be made like unto his brethren, that he might be a what? Merciful and faithful high priest. This is who we have. You want to go higher? Hook your wagon to him. Amen? Good stuff, man. Say that with me. He is a what? Priest for what? Hey, the bell's ringing. He ain't got no bell. He ain't got to worry about them bells. He ain't got to worry about no rope hooked to him. On the cross, he said, it is finished. 3 days later, boom, out of the grave. He's alive forevermore. Now, you can believe it or you don't believe it. That's up to you. This is what the Bible teaches. He is our what? High priest. You got to get this in your noggin. That you're not bothering God. That you're not like, when you don't pray, I hope you feel terrible after this message. You need to pray. You've got to pray. It's the right thing to do to pray. And look at this. You got the high priest. Look at all these things he is. You and I'd be a fool if we didn't pray. Come on. Man, is he ever for you? It's insane. He is a priest what? Forever. And he said in another place, thou art a priest forever. Jesus Christ. He's not going to let you down. He ain't going to show up AWOL. Amen. Also in Hebrews 7:21, it says the same thing. You are a priest forever, Jesus. So we're just talking about our high priest. You want to go higher, you need a high priest. How about this one? He's what? Unchangeable. Isn't that great that you can have somebody in your life who's God, who is not changing? As your world changes, as the mess comes and flies your way back and forth, up and down, thank God you are the same yesterday, today, and forever, and nobody's changing your title either. You're high priest forever. But this man, because he continued ever, hath an unchangeable what? Priesthood. That's our Savior. We're going somewhere. I love this verse, one of my favorite verses in all the Bible. Say that with me. He ever lives to make intercession. And you're going to bother him. Isn't that funny? You ever known somebody, you had a loved one or friend, somebody you cared about, and you know they just love to do a certain thing? And it might be like my mama. She loved to cook. It was nothing. Boy, it just made her happy when I'd come home and I would say, boy, I'd love to have some of those chicken and dumplings. Or how about some of that fried zucchini, man, she could make, or fried okra or biscuits. She loved to cook. She loved to do it. But if I went and said, hey, I ain't hungry, I don't want none, I ain't eating, I wouldn't get nothing. Here's Jesus. He loves. I know it's a horrible example I'm making, but the point is, he loves, he loves, he loves, he lives for his children to come and say, dear Jesus, I said, all right, this is great. He ever lives to make intercession. Isn't that the greatest thing? Say, But no, I can't pray. I ain't got time. I don't want to bother nobody. That's just like not eating. That is dumb. Come on. Wherefore, he's able to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever lives to make intercession for them. Hallelujah. Come on, let's praise the Lord. We got to do something. Come on. Woo! Thank you, Lord. So he's my high priest, but wait a minute. He appears, say it with me, right now in the presence of God for... I don't believe in your religion. I believe in this way. I believe in this. I don't know where your joker is, but I don't believe he's at the right hand of God. Excuse me. Amen? My Savior is at the right hand of God. My high priest. You can't get no higher than the right hand of God. For Christ not entered in the holy place, made with hands, which are the figures of the true, but into heaven itself. He's now to appear in the presence of God for who? Us. But I don't want to pray. I'd be bothering him. Why is he even there then? Bother him. Amen? Put it on him. He loves it. He sits at the right hand of God. Now of the things which we have spoken, this is the sum. We have such a high priest, wow, who is set on the right hand of the throne of the majesty in the heavens. Prayer is a great opportunity for you and for me. It can change our life. You've been dealing with some mess? Been trying to handle it on your own? You've been struggling for years with some kind of sin or addiction or something? Why don't you put it on Jesus? Why don't you talk to him about it? You got weakness in your life? You feel like I do on a Sunday? You come here and don't think you're worthy and can't preach and can't do and can't whatever, and you meet with five or six guys and you get out of the truck and feel like you can charge hell with a water pistol? That's what prayer can do for you. You listening? Wow, what an opportunity. He is our high priest of God, okay, over the things to come and our future. Hebrews 9:11, but Christ being come a high priest of good things to what? Come. You put your confidence in him. Talk to him about your needs. Talk to him about your problems. Go to your high priest. Speak to him. Pray in Jesus' name. You ever wonder why we pray in Jesus' name? Some places they don't want you to. You can pray, just don't pray in Jesus' name. Well, if you don't pray in Jesus' name, prayer ain't worth a dime. Who else is at the right hand of God the Father? I mean, I know that's strong, ugly preaching, but it ain't ugly preaching. It's the Bible. Amen? Have you ever wondered why we pray in Jesus' name? Are you getting an idea now why we pray in Jesus' name? Somebody tell me. Amen? Yes, I'm learning. Yeah. He's your high priest. He's the high priest over the house of God. Boy, that's good stuff right there. He's over us. We got a high priest over the house of God. Amen? We're not alone. If I face struggles with this building and stuff like that, let me tell you something. All I got to do is get my jaws jacked a couple of times by people that are prayer people, and all of a sudden I know, let me tell you something. This ain't Gary's building, this is God's building. All right? And so I tell you what, you might think it ain't going to happen, or you might be causing some issue here, but I'm going to tell you something, it's going to happen. Okay? It's going to happen. I believe with all my heart. Why? Because I have a Jesus, the high priest, over the house of God. You know? Now, I forget that, just like you forget when you get in mess. But you know, but the point is, that's who he is. Wow, and that helps me. I'm the preacher here, but I tell you what, Jesus is over the house of fellowship. Amen? Boy, that is a burden lifted off of Clark Street. I'll tell you that right now. Thank you, Lord. Prayer, our opportunity. So I just want to sort of prove to you from the book of Hebrews that you have a high priest. If you want to go higher, remember this. Don't take a low priest. Take a high priest. If you want to raise your level of your Christian life, you remember, if you're going to go higher, only one person will get you there. His name's Jesus. High priest. So he's our example. The Word of God's our instruction. He's our high priest. And listen to this I found here in the Bible. Here we go. Because Jesus is my high priest, I got three little things you're going to learn real quick. Here we go. Say it with me, because Jesus is my high priest. Say it with me. I boldly may. One more time. I made this up. Here we go. Because Jesus said, my high priest sat with me. I boldly may. Guess what? Hebrews 10:19. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter the holiness by the blood of Jesus. I can pray because of him. I can pray because of his blood. Because of Jesus, I boldly what? May. No one can stop me praying. I have this opportunity. This privilege is mine. It's because of the blood of Jesus, not because of you, not because of me, not anything I've done. It's all because of him. Because of him, my high priest, I boldly what? May. Don't forget that. Here's another one coming at you. Because of Jesus, say it with me. I boldly say. Look at this. So that we may boldly what? The Lord is my helper. I will not fear what man shall do to me. Woo! Is that good stuff? And you didn't even want to pray. Come on. Because Jesus is my high priest, I boldly may enter the very holiness of God. Amen? Because of the blood, not because of my works. Because Jesus is my high priest, I boldly say, I will not fear what man can do to me. You ever known praying people and they were crazy? They had trouble come against them, but they just kept on going. It was crazy. That's the way my mother was. If you would have known her, some of you knew her. She was abused by her husband, lived in just a nightmarish life. But if you met her, there was a beam coming off of her. There was a radiance about her. Buy one of the things that you get that message free today. How mama made it. How'd she do it? It was crazy. She had that something. She had a communication with Jesus. Amen? It's not for me to figure out, okay, if she had communication, why'd bad things happen to her? That's not the question, friend. The question is, are you going to go take your mess to Jesus or not? Say, we're on planet Earth. It's an evil place down here. But the point is, you can still shine as a bright light just like Jesus said you could, regardless of what you're going through. Matter of fact, sometimes the mess you're going through makes you shine better because you're being driven to him in prayer. Amen? So I boldly say, and here's the third one we found in the book of Hebrews. I boldly what? Pray. Pop it up. One of my favorite verses in the Bible. Hebrews 4:16. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of what? Grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in a time of need. I know I'm screaming today, ain't I? Ain't that how y'all feeling? If you get visitors here today, go, he's screaming. I can hear you. Amen. I'm sorry. I got excited about this. I was the preacher who didn't pray. You've heard of us, haven't you? We're out there. We think we can do it all. But God taught me over the last many years. Probably started teaching me real solid when my mother was murdered. That's when I started probably bowing my knee more. And so it really means a lot to me to have guys show up and pray with me on Sunday morning. Y'all believe that or not? It's huge, man. I boldly can enter, go to the throne of grace. And I can find mercy there. I can find grace to help me in my time of need. Why in the world would I not go? Because Satan's lied to me. Or I'm just lazy. Prayer is an opportunity to take your life to another level. Y'all listening? The throne of grace. It's where I obtain mercy, man. Why? Because of my high priest. It ain't because of me. Listen, the throne of grace. This is where I can find me some help in my time of need. Isn't that good stuff or what? Say. But you don't want to pray? Have you lost your mind? What is wrong with you? What have you been smoking? When you look at it from the way we presented it today, we are pretty stupid, aren't we, that we don't pray? Wouldn't you agree? Here's the problem. How do I do it, preacher? How do I do it? How do I do it? Okay? I think we've made the case that you got a high priest, right? I don't think anybody's going to argue with that. Listen, high priest is mentioned more times in the book of Hebrews than I believe not any just other book in the New Testament than all the New Testament combined. It's huge. Gigantic, okay? I think we've established the case. You have a high priest. Is his name Mohammed? Somebody tell me. His name is who? Jesus. Are you listening? His name Buddha? Okay? Name Joseph Smith somewhere? No, sir. Is his name Charles Taz Russell, who started the Jehovah's Witnesses? Somebody tell me. No. His name is who? Jesus. At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. Every tongue will confess. That's what the Bible says. Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. So who's your high priest? Somebody tell me. We've made the case. Okay? Well, how do you know I can go? Because it says you boldly may, you boldly say, and you boldly pray. So we've established that as well. You got a high priest. You've got not only an invitation, you've got a command to do it. So how do you do it? Here we go. All from the book of Hebrews. Hebrews 10:22. Let us draw near with a true heart, in full assurance of our faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience, and our bodies washed with pure water. This is just some ideas to help you in praying. How can you start praying? Number one, say that with me. Draw what? The Bible says, if you draw nigh to God, He'll draw nigh to who? You. If you humble yourself in the sight of God, He'll do what? He'll lift you up. So number one, you've got to make a move. You've got to start moving towards Him. You've got to start moving towards prayer. Uh-oh, it's scary. Go ahead. Come on. Push it, man. Pray. I've got to pray. I am going to start. I'm going to move towards God. I'm going to start talking to Him. Got it? Why? Because He's your high priest. Why? Because you boldly may, you boldly say, you boldly pray. So go. Move. Here we go. Draw near. It's going to be okay. Number two, do it with a true heart. Stop being a phony. Don't be a fake. Oh, I just pray and I just pray and I just pray. Hush, we don't even care about what you've been doing. Don't tell us everything. All right, it's not about bragging rights. Amen? Do it with a true heart. When you start praying, I mean, come with a pure heart, with good intentions. Well, I'm going to pray so I can win the lottery. Don't do that. I'm going to pray because, listen, come with Him with good intentions, with a good heart, with a true heart. Does that make sense? Yes or no? You like somebody to talk to you and they got ulterior motives and they're not shooting straight with you, you like them to talk to you straight up, tell you the way that, right? That's how God wants it. Number three, with full, say that with me, assurance of faith. When you pray, stop your doubting. Pray with assurance of your faith. I'm not saying you're going to get what you're asking for every time. That's not my point. You pray with the same commitment that you have in your heart that you believe Jesus is the only Son of God, that He is your Savior. You pray with that kind of assurance. When you go to Him, know that you're in the right place. You listening? Say, no, I ain't got no other place to go. This is where I'm supposed to be. Pray like that. That this is right, this is good, this is what not only the preacher said, the Word of God said. So I'm here, God. Amen? With assurance that I'm not wasting my time. Is that cool? My heart is pure and my conscience is what? If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not what? Hear me. So when you come to God, aren't you glad that you got 1 John 1:9? If we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Don't come to God. Oh, God, help me. And you're living with this woman over here. Excuse me. Or you're married and having an affair over here. Oh, but I'm praying. You ain't praying nothing. You just wasted a bunch of breath. Get right with God. Come with a clean conscience. Amen? How can you pray when the whole time you're praying, you know you're screwing around or you're doing something crazy? You know, God, help me in my job and help me this way. But you've been lying to your boss, been lying to your employers. I hope your job goes bad. Amen? Come. I'm not saying you got to come to God perfect, but don't come when you pray with baggage and sin. Confess your sin. Be honest about it. Pray to Him like that. That's releasing. I might be getting on some of your nerves this morning. I don't know, but all I'm trying to help you know is this is liberating. It's very freeing. So pray a lot. If you pray a lot, you're confessing your sins a lot. Amen? Doesn't that feel good? Does He remember our sins when we confess them? Yes or no? Bible says He remembers them no more. He casts them as far as the east is from the west. He buries them in the depths of the sea. If we're honest, we're sincere. So come to Him that way. This is how we pray. Verse 23. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith. That word is the word hope, actually. And I'll show you that in just a second. Without wavering, for He is faithful that promise. So what's number four? How do I do this, preacher? Hold fast to your profession of faith. Now here's what I mean. Hold fast to your profession of hope. The word hope is the word, it's a word that means I hope so, I think so, or maybe so. That's how we pray sometimes. The word hope is a confident expectation. Hold fast to the profession of your hope. I am a Christian. I'm a child of God. I have hope in God. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Hold fast like that when you're praying. If you're praying and, you know, like for example, if we prayed in the truck this morning that God would bless the message, and the whole time the guys are praying for me and that God's going to bless me, if the whole time I'm thinking, shoot, we ain't got any hope. We ain't got a dog's chance today. You know, they're praying, we can't make it. I can't do it. There's no way. Ain't nobody going to show up. You know what I'm saying? Singers probably won't even show up either. You know what I'm saying? Everything's screwed up. If I pray like that, if they're praying and I'm not holding fast, and I don't have hope and I don't have confidence, it's killing my prayers. Does that make any sense to anybody? It does to me anyway. Pray with confidence. The same confidence that got you saved. Pray that way. Pray that way with hope. I'm confident that if His answer is yes, I'm confident it's going to be good. If His answer is no, I'm confident there's a reason. If His answer is wait, I might not like it, but I think He's got something better for me and it's going to work out. So you're hearing what I'm saying? No name it, claim it, blab it, have it mess. That's not what we're talking about here. Excuse me. But confidence. The last thing is this. Ooh, I love this. If you forgot everything else I said about this, how to do it, remember that right there. For He is what? Faithful that promised. Oh, remember that when you're praying. Remember, I have a high priest. He's seated at the right hand of God the Father. He became just like me. For me. He ever lives to make intercession for me. He is faithful. He is great. There's no high priest like Him. Everybody else is a low priest. He's the high priest. Know that He's faithful. When you're wavering, when you're hurting, when you're broken, when you don't know how to talk, you pin it on Him. Amen? Prayer is a great opportunity. And I'm a good one to give this talk today because I was the guy who didn't pray. All right? Still don't pray like I should, like I could. But I've become more of a praying pastor. Amen? And I'm excited about it. So I hope that you will. If you want to take it to another level, change your life. It's huge. Prayer is our opportunity. We close the message today with this. Little bracelets came out. Many of you had them probably. What would Jesus do? And it was a reminder when you screwed up or you had situations. What would He do right now? Good idea. But I want you to remember this today. That's a good thought. What would Jesus do? But here's what I want you to remember from this message today. What does Jesus do? Not what would He do. What does He do? Have you ever wondered, what's Jesus doing? He's resurrected right now. Is He up there just floating around? What's Jesus? What does Jesus do? Say that with me. What does Jesus do? One more time. What does Jesus do? One more. What does Jesus do? Don't ever forget this. He's able to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing that he ever lives to make intercession for them. So what does Jesus do? Pop it up, Raj. Here's what Jesus does. He ever lives to intercede. He's not sitting there on the right hand of God the Father. All this accomplishment, the high priest, all that stuff, to do nothing. What does Jesus do? He's waiting on me. He's waiting on me. He wants to intercede for me. The word intercede means mediate, go between. He wants to go between you and God. He wants to go before God on our behalf. So what does Jesus do? Somebody tell me. He ever lives to intercede for me. So what does Jesus do? What would Jesus do? I hope next time you think, I'm going, wait. What does he do? I need to pray right now because he's right there ready for me to pray. You face a situation, what would Jesus do right here? Why don't you just fall on your knees right there and talk to him about it? Because that's what he's doing. He's waiting on you. I love that. Amen. W-D-J-D. What does Jesus do? He ever lives to make intercession for Gary Clark. But no, I can't pray, you know, because I don't want to bother him. Is that stupid or what? Say. He's God. He's our high priest. He's not our low priest. I boldly pray. It starts with making the move, drawing near. Take that step. Change your life. Take it to another level.